Blake, there was so much talk outside the arena coming into this game today. Fair to say that from a player's standpoint, it lived up to the expectation going overtime?
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job. I mean, it's 4-6 for us. You know, that back-to-back in, here in Chicago was a little bit crazy. So, you know, we were kind of reeling coming into the game. But I thought after the first period, did some good things. And, you know, they're a good team. They capitalized on our mistakes, and we were able to make a couple count as well. And it was a good back-and-forth game.
Are there things about Tampa that kind of remind you of your own team? Obviously, the power play is pretty potent, as we saw tonight.
Yeah, they got good players. They play their, you know, play a good game, and you know they make it tough. You know, there's no secret why they're always in the mix at the end of the year.
Took a little bit longer than the last couple, but how about getting the overtime win once again, and for Mark to get another one?
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously huge to come back and stay with the game plan, and you know, we've had some confidence here 3-on-3, so nice to get rewarded. You know, heck of a job by Patty taking that thing hard to the net, and you know, you leave Scheif alone right there, he's going to bury it. So he's playing as well as anyone right now, and you know, coming up huge when we need him.
What does it say about Mark Scheif now that he's got points and goals in so many overtime games this season?
Well, he's a hell of a 3-on-3 player. you know, he's the type of guy with time and space, regardless if it's 5-on-5 or 3-on-3, you know, he's going to make you pay. And, you know, he's got a knack for finding those holes, jumping into those spaces. And tonight was just another instance of him, you know, being patient, waiting for that play to develop. And, you know, the puck always seems to find good players.
Like, of course, you don't get to overtime if you don't tie it up. What did you see on that tying goal? Looks like he won a bit of a puck battle in the corner and quickly spit it out.
The tying goal. They turned it over, kept it at the blue line, down to Buff to Scheif in the slot off the end boards, and Nicky tapped it in.
He's obviously, and he's rotated now between those two lines. So does it make a difference who's on that wing with you guys? That whoever steps in can be very effective?
You're talking about Nicky?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously we're pretty spoiled. Those are two really good hockey players, and not a lot of teams can change up guys like that. You know, we had a heck of a game there in Chicago, and you know, to you know, kind of flip the script a little bit. You know, we've played enough with every guy that guys can just step right in and not miss a beat.